I'm Alex, and welcome to Coffee with Pixie Dust, where I teach you how to have unstoppable confidence by elevating your mindset and being who you're meant to be to live the life that you want to live. So, what exactly is success, and why am I talking about that today? So, this morning, I was at church, and the pastor was talking about success in life and what that means, and it really got me thinking about the things that we've been talking about here, if you've been listening the last few weeks, about how to, you know, be more confident, how to love yourself better, how to have a better mindset. So what does all of that have to do with you being successful in life? And honestly, I think it is important to kind of talk about and think about it, because maybe you're aware that there's something that you're trying to work towards. Maybe there's like this goal and you can't quite get there. And the reasons you have those goals are obviously to build success, right? To feel successful, whether it be in your personal or professional life, you want to feel successful. You want to feel that you have accomplished things. And I know that there are a lot of stay-at-home moms that listen in on the podcast and on my videos. And I want you to know that being a stay-at-home mom is successful. So this does not only apply to success in the workplace or things like that. It actually applies to home life. And it is really, really important that we talk about it and include moms in this topic and make it just a normal thing. Because being a stay-at-home mom is an incredibly difficult job. And I would say it's probably even more difficult than becoming CEO of a company. Why? Because that is like a step-by-step process. You know what you have to do to get to that next level. You know what promotions or degrees you need. But when you're a mom, those things aren't as obvious. So a lot of moms tend to feel like they're not successful, perhaps that they're failing. So I feel that this is a very important topic, especially for you guys to listen in. And I would love to know what you guys think about that in the comments, especially if you're a mom or a working mom, moms that work from home. It's really hard to feel sometimes like you're succeeding at either, because you're always juggling the two. You're trying to come to terms with, you know, your priorities and your goals and how to make all of that work together. So a lot of times you end up feeling as if you're failing rather than focusing on the positive and how you are actually succeeding. So I do want to take a moment to talk about that real quick. So what is success? If you Google it, the definition is it's the accomplishment of a purpose. Pretty straightforward, right? Real simple to put out there. It's an accomplishment of a purpose. But here's the thing with that. What is purpose? And that's where it gets tricky. What is your purpose? What are you trying to succeed at? How do you know what your purpose is? How do you find your way through life? And most of us have been dealing with this since, you know, we were teenagers and in high school. We've all been dealing with these moments of, which way do I go? Am I making the right choices? Am I doing the right thing? And honestly, sometimes you hit 40 or 50, you still don't know if you made those right choices, if you took the right path, right? So that is the tricky part, finding your purpose in life, finding what that thing is that you're meant to do that brings you joy, but also is the right thing to do. I heard someone, I think it was a TikTok probably, and the guy that I was listening to said, you can't say follow your dreams and expect to be happy. Because usually the people giving you that advice, the follow your dream advice, have already made it to the top. And they are very fortunate and lucky. But when you're at the bottom trying to find your way there, simply following your dreams isn't going to give you that joy and fulfillment that you're looking for, right? You have to start somewhere, and it's not easy. And I think in today's day and age, because of what we see on social media, the things that we hear, the continuous success stories that are being thrown at us, it is real easy to feel that if you just do what you want to do, you're going to be successful and a millionaire and extremely wealthy, right? And you find that a lot, like, if you go on social media, and I'm going to give you a personal example. So when I was starting to be a coach, a couple years ago, I was re-entering from a stay-at-home mom to starting my own business. And I wanted this to work for me. So as I was reading, a lot of the advice is pick a topic that you love and talk about it. Well, here's the thing. The things that I love are not the things that everybody loves, nor are they the things that everybody needs. So a lot of people think that coaching is simply talking about those things that are really, really important to you, right? There are those things that you want to, I'm sorry, guys, I'm having technical issues today. If you simply follow and you talk about it, something that you're really, really passionate about it, that you're going to overnight become a six-figure entrepreneur. Well, that's not true. And a lot of people who have tried coaching have failed at it because that's simply not true. And it's also the same thing when, you know, you are a young teenager and you're trying to figure out what your way in life is, and people tell you, oh, you know, pursue your passions. Well, for maybe 5% of the population, that will be true. But the rest of us have to work at something that might not be that top choice. It might not be what I love, right? So how do you kind of find your purpose between doing that thing that you really love and doing what you need to do to be successful, right? Well, there are three things that you need to do. Okay, first of all, you need to decide who you are as a person. What is it that you want? Do you want to stay at home? Do you want to work from home? Do you want to have your own business? Do you want to be the CEO of your company? I mean, all of these are wonderful things. They each have their positives, but they also each have their negatives on how to get there, right? So how do you accomplish that purpose? How do you get there? Well, the very first thing that you have to do to be able to find your purpose is you have to accept yourself. And honestly, if you are not able to accept yourself as a person with your strengths and your weaknesses, you probably aren't going to make it very far. And I know that sounds really hard to hear. And some people are like, whoa, that's a little harsh, right? But it's the truth, okay? We all have strengths and weaknesses. And I think I've talked about this in the past, okay? I wanted to work for NASA. My strength is not math. So I could have pursued that until the cows came home and I turned blue, and I was probably never going to make it into NASA. My son, however, wants to do that. He has a gift for math and science. So hopefully he will make it if he continues to want that passion, right? He has a strength that I did not have, and that is okay. But you have to accept who you are as a person, okay? And once you do, you have to know what your strengths are, which is something I talked about in last week's episode. Making a list of what those strengths are. What are you really good at? What have you achieved? What have you been able to accomplish, right? Once you can accept yourself, then the next three things that I'm going to tell you or give you to do are going to be a lot easier, and they're actually going to be helpful to you, okay? So look at yourself as a person. Take a good look. Literally look in the mirror and bring a notebook or a journal and look at yourself and say, and make a list. What am I really good at? What am I not so good at that I could use help with? And is there something that I really enjoy, but maybe I just need to go to the school for it, take a class or get a certification course so that I can do that thing? Look at those things, weigh them out, and then see where you land on that before taking the next step, okay? So that is one way. And it's also a really good exercise because you'll realize that either your strengths are really gonna come out and then you can be grateful for those things that you're good at, or you're gonna list a lot of negative things. And if that negative list is bigger than the positive list, then you have a little bit of work to do because you are probably much better at more things than you're giving yourself credit for. So go back through the list and make sure that you're not leaving things out. Actually put those things that you're really good at, really proud of, and put them on that list and don't leave anything behind. You know, put them all on there, okay? So once you have that list, it's easier to know who you are, to accept who you are, and you'll be more successful at what you want to do next, okay? Now, here's the three things that are essential, right, for being successful in life, okay? Finding your purpose, finding what you're good at is just gonna direct you in the path that you should be going. But the next three things you have to have, they're crucial to success, okay? You need to have really good self-esteem. you have to believe in yourself. And that's why making that list and listing your strengths without being shy about it is really, really important, because you have to believe in yourself. You have to know that there are things that you're really good at. You have to accept praise from people when they tell you, hey, you're really good at that. Accept that and know that you're really good at it and be proud of it, okay? No matter how small or how big it is, okay? Success isn't just measured in the workforce with a big giant promotion or the corner office or the fancy car. That's not success, okay? That is one of the things that we feel good about, but success really is loving yourself and feeling good about what you're doing, right? And that might be an unpopular opinion, but I'm okay with that. That I feel that that is really going to help you more, okay? So self-esteem, how do you build your self-esteem? Well, first thing you need to do is to stop comparing yourself to others. We talked about this a few weeks ago in the highlight reel episode, okay? The stuff you see online is fake. It is photoshopped, it is cropped, it is filtered. I mean, how many people have shown you the filters on TikTok about how people don't look that way, okay? There are so many accounts out there, people being real and showing you the difference. Look at some of those, follow some of those. And actually, those accounts are really good because they help you to realize that you're just a normal person too, that you're probably doing something that you're really good at and not giving yourself enough credit for, because you're trying too hard to imitate what these other people are doing. You're trying too hard to look like what these people say you should look like, or to look like them or be like them or have what they have. And that's not you. That is their life, not yours, okay? So once you stop comparing yourself and trying to be someone that you're not, you're going to naturally just elevate your confidence, because you're going to feel better about what you do have. You're going to be grateful for you. You're going to realize your strengths, what you're good at, that, you know, your purpose in life probably is what you're doing now. But instead of feeling bad because you read a few Facebook posts or read a negative article, you know, you're realizing that maybe you're on the right track and you are being successful in your own way, because what works for you is not going to work for them, and vice versa. Okay? So improve your self-esteem, stop comparing yourself to others, and work on your mindset, which is why you're here, right? How do we work on our mindset? We use positive self-talk, right? We try to get rid of those negative thoughts. Again, going back to that list that I asked you right at the beginning, when you make a list of those things about yourself that you don't like, you can either A, work on them, or B, realize that they're really not bad. You just think that they're bad, and therefore accept yourself as maybe failing or not, you know, up to the bar that you're measuring yourself against. But that's wrong, okay? So what's something else? You can take care of yourself. I mentioned this last week. Physically, mentally, emotionally. You have to have all three to feel good about yourself and for your mindset to stay positive. You have to be kind to yourself. Be gentle with yourself when you make a mistake. We're all making mistakes constantly, day after day after day. You know, when I hit record, I didn't go through everything. And you heard me there having a little bit of a technical issue, but that's okay. My choices are what? Start over or just be like, hey, I messed it up. Let's move on. Okay. And I went with it. And I'm pretty sure you guys are still there with me. You're still hanging on, right? So be kind to yourself. Have grace with yourself. Forgive yourself when you make the wrong choices. Pick yourself up and start over. And that's really what success is. It's failing a bunch of times and eventually finding the right way. Failing a ton of times at what you want until you find your own purpose for your own self, for your own strengths, and go with it at that point, okay? Now, as always, easier said than done, right? So take advantage of the free coaching session, the Mindset Bootcamp session, that the link is in the descriptions. It is a free session where we can look at what is holding you back. What are you afraid to put out there to work on? And how can you get past that? We'll set up a roadblock and it's completely free. So jump at it, take advantage of it, and go start from there. But first of all, make that list. Be aware of what you think. Be aware of what your thoughts are about yourself and about what you're doing. And understand that you are doing better than you think. Make sure that the strengths is longer than the negatives. And if it is not, then you send me a message, reply in the comments, and say, help, I need help with my list, and I will be happy to help you. Okay, guys? Well, as always, I will see you next week where we talk about something else to elevate both your mindset and make you unstoppable in your confidence to reach that next level to live the life that you want. You guys bring the coffee, I'll bring the pixie dust, and I will see you then. Bye.